during a radio interview last week, I was asked, are you anti-establishment? I cleared the air immediately by stating, holding government's feet to the Constitution is not an anti-establishment, but rather a pro-establishment. And it is the responsibility of the people to hold them accountable to their oath. If I did not love my government, my country, and my people, I wouldn't say a thing about the errors that are so apparent. Those who leave off duty are anti-establishment. These people don't seem to care what happens to their government or their people. Not those who take the pains to correct the errors in which we see today. Let me ask you a question. What would you think of me if I were to burn the American flag? What would you do? Or what would you do if I were to desecrate the graves of our veterans who have fought, bled, and died to establish or ratify our Constitution by tearing the Constitution down? You'd not let me go too far before correcting me, would you? I hope you said no. Likewise, I'm not going to dishonor the veterans and their sacrifice by honoring those in office that are disrespecting their appointed positions. The veterans honored their oaths, and so should those who serve we the people. I respect government so much that I want them honoring those who died to give it. This is real honor, friends, and every righteous individual in government will stand behind these statements. What is extreme and radical is the fact that the very foundations of our nation are being assaulted by this administration on a daily basis. New policy is being put forth on a daily basis. America, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. It has been rightly stated, if you will not listen to God's Ten Commandments, you will listen to man's 10,000 commandments. Our borders are wide open. This administration sues governors for doing what they themselves should have done. 3,700 babies a day are being aborted, and this administration wants more money to do more abortions. The family institution is under attack, and this administration puts forth more efforts to support gay marriage and pulls the Justice Department from the Defense of Marriage Act. This administration is overthrown. Don't ask, don't tell. Notice the name, friends. The name reflects the intents of the author. These call our Constitution propaganda. Barack Hussein Obama omits by their creator from the Declaration of Independence by his actions, and one nation under God is no longer in their vernacular. Even the Christian crosses of our veterans are under attack. These on top of all of this, President Barack Hussein Obama states that we are no longer a Christian nation in a speech in Egypt. He said, you might say that America is a Muslim nation.
And since our founding, American Muslims have enriched the United States.
Pretty extreme, yeah, folks? It is also interesting to note that this administration and its minions have even gone so far to call their constituents, that would be we the people, Nazis, bigots, racists, radicals, haters, and extremists for doing what they themselves swore that they would uphold, and that being namely the Constitution. That is like getting mad at a good cop and labeling him as a pig for simply enforcing the laws of the land. Yet it was reported recently that people such as myself are radical and extreme who speak strongly against these violations of who we are as a people. That is the definition of a patriot, friends, to stand against tyranny, to uphold dying laws, and those laws being found in our constitutional republic. President Thomas Jefferson said, "Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God." Now, which one is extreme? It has been said that the desperate times call for desperate measures, and those times are here. So putting it into perspective, the actions of our representatives and their unconstitutionalities are extreme. They swear to uphold the Constitution with their hand placed upon the Bible, and that they are the very ones who stand in contradiction of what they promise to uphold. And again, let's put things into perspective. We will continue to appeal to heaven and ask Almighty God in Jesus' name to grant us the victory while we continue to seek peace and pursue it and return to the path of our forefathers laid out for us to walk in, Jeremiah 6:16. The motto during the Revolutionary War was, "No king but King Jesus." I have a question for you. Were the patriarchs extreme for saying we ought to obey God rather than man when they were told not to preach in the name of Jesus Christ? Were our forefathers extreme for confronting a tyrannical government and refusing to obey his unjust decrees? Are the American people extreme for decrying the abuses of what is taking place in our country today? No, friends. Matter of fact, just the opposite is true. America is simply responding to the abuses.
Here we go.
At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams, "that's why you should be hanged."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"We
shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present, folks. Your enemies know that. Agitate, agitate for righteousness. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want you to listen to this parable, if you will. There was once a merciful captain of a ship. Listen carefully. There was once a story of a merciful captain of a ship. While passing ship, another ship passed by and shot at the captain's ship. The captain showed mercy on him and warned him not to shoot at his ship again. So the opposing ship shot at him once again. But again, the kind captain, he didn't retaliate because he was a merciful captain, not. His mercy ended up bringing the destruction not only upon himself, but on all of those on his ship, for by allowing the enemy to attack him not twice, but three times. The passing ship shot again a fourth time and killed them all off. Does that sound familiar, Americans? Because that's what the American version of Christianity, which is a lack thereof, it's an evil version of it, is to tolerate the crimes of those that are guilty of the crime. As Adam Smith rightly said, he said, "Mercy, as they call it, to the guilty is cruelty to the innocent." That's exactly right. Let me say it this way. How ridiculous to overlook kindness because, well, a judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. Americans, we have to understand justice guards our liberties. And if we don't have justice to be brought upon the heads of those that are guilty, you need to understand that you're playing the fool in the hands of those that you're laughing at, which in fact, if you put it into perspective, are mocking you. Okay? Read Ephesians 4:14. When you get a moment, please. When I look at Ephesians 4:14, I know exactly what it says, friends. It tells us not to be thrown about by the cunnings of men, by every wind of doctrine. No, folks. We hold to the Bible. We hold to the Constitution. And by holding to the Word of God and to the Constitution, friends, it's the only thing that's stable, said President Buchanan. And again, it coincides with none other than Andrew Jackson, the seventh president, when he said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." Americans, justice is the reason you've been called the light of the world. If you read Isaiah 51, verse 4, you will see it clearly. You're called the light of the world because you don't tolerate the crimes of those that are guilty of transgressing God's law, which is found in 1 John 3:4. As a matter of fact, if you look at Deuteronomy 4:6, what does it say? It says, keep, therefore, and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all of these statutes, how you're supposed to deal with those that commit the crimes. I want to remind everybody here that there is no, in Scripture, there is no such thing as prison. That is a man-made institution. That man-made institution is put in place because men failed to take heed to the words of Christ when he said, you make void the commandments of God by taking heed to the commandments of men. Americans understand that the injustice system is predicated on a slavery system in which they create by what? Promoting the crime. We have the highest incarceration rate in the world. We used to have almost nothing in this country. Now we have the highest because we're allowing the bad guys to get away with the crimes that they're advocating for. And advocating for those crimes is also teaching young people how to commit the crime so they end up in prison. Why would they do that? Because they get to make $64 billion every single year. And guess who pays for all of that, friends? You do. And I do. What I just read from Deuteronomy 4:6, the Lord said, this is your wisdom by keeping them, the justice and judgment upon the heads of those that are guilty of committing the crimes. Everybody sees what's going on in the country today. You see what's going on in Minnesota. You see what's going on in Maine. You see what's going on in New York. You see what's going on in California. You see what's going on in Washington, D.C., Americans. This is where I hear the Lord say, you have eyes. Do you not see this? You have ears. Do you not hear this, Americans? Do you not understand that the fire's been lit and it's going to burn you up and it's going to come to your front door? Just ask your enemies. I don't want to see that happen. Nor does the Lord want to see that happen. But if we're not going to take heed to what he told us to take heed to, which means pay careful attention, then guess what? You're going to be given up to your disobedience. And that brings judgment, friends. We have to go back and look at our forefathers and what they established. And what I see happening, friends, is a return, a reformation to who we are, not to what I see happening in this country, what they want us to be through the revisionists. No, people. Absolutely not. I'm not going down that road. This is not who we are. And the problem that I see in this country is people don't know where they came from. Therefore, they don't know where they're going. That's why you have the Sons of Liberty radio show Monday through Friday. Okay. 2 to 3. And you have the morning show with Tim Brown. You have it on Saturday from 1 to 3. Okay. And then you have church on Sunday. We're continuously, laboriously, friends, pointing our fingers back to the old past saying, let's get here. Let's get here while we still have time to do this. Let me go fast forward just a little tiny bit and turn this conversation, this narrative into a positive by empowering the people. Patrick Henry said, listen carefully. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Make sure that your said representatives are doing their job as they continuously serve you by upholding the law and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Okay? He said, suspect everyone that approaches that jewel office to serve the people, or so they declare. He said, unfortunately, listen to me, Americans, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Wherever you give up that force, where you fail to be the law and deal with the corrupt, you are inevitably going to be ruined. And this is what we see. We see from the, we even see from those philosophers of the past that said apathy and tolerance, that's the surest sign of the decay of a society. We see that's what's going on in this country. Americans, what's going on here in the state of Minnesota in my backyard with Tim Walz, and that treasonous criminal and Keith Ellison and Ilhan Omar, and the list goes on. This is a representation of the powers that are tolerated because you see the mainstream media doing their best to defend them, in their crimes against the people of this country. I'm going to do a little of everything that I can. I'm going to probably hit two or three topics here And I just want to, again, empower the people to understand that we have a prime opportunity right now to make sure that these scoundrels are dealt with according to the law. Folks, we're seeing across the boards that people are calling for Tim Walz to apologize or to resign. No, no, no. It's way beyond that. We're talking about $9 billion in aiding and abetting the enemies of the American people in the United States of America. My friends, that's called treason, and it's punishable by death. Don't forget that. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how he works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with the proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us."
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall and prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Wanted to let you guys know on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we got the brand new book. Just got it over the Christmas weekend. It's called Face Off Weapons of War. They're now available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, it is now available as promised. As promised. Okay. Hey, folks, if you want to give us a call at any time, we'd love to hear from you. That number is 281-845-4704. Again, it's not the time, Americans, Christian patriots, conservatives, and I'm talking about the genuine of those definitions. I am saying to you right now is not the time to be quiet. That is the problem you're having, Americans. It's time for people to communicate. It's time for people to come together now, because we have an opportunity to deal with the corrupt and set the record straight. It's out there. The Lord's mercy is shining as diamonds across the country and exposing the corrupt. And the Lord now looks to the church and to good government and those representatives in this system of limited government in our Constitution Republic now have the opportunity to impeach and to prosecute every single one of these scoundrels. It's not over, friends. There's more of this fraud being exposed. It's purposed. You see what's going on, friends. None of these people have been held accountable for the act of treason, which they are guilty of. If you're waiting for the federal government to prosecute these states for doing what the federal government was guilty of doing, it's not going to happen. But I'll tell you what, again, as the philosopher said, it's your apathy and tolerance that's adding strength to the tyrannies that are at war with you and the tyrants that are at war with you today. Nobody's calling for justice. Folks, it's almost a joke. It's almost like people are saying Tim Walz needs to apologize. Keith Ellison needs to apologize. And Ilhan Omar and these other corrupt governors that are guilty, friends, of treason blatantly in your face. They're supposed to apologize to us. Concerning the fraud in Minnesota, $9 billion. Did you know that just a year and a half ago, there was an $18 billion surplus? Did you know that that just disappeared? Did you also know that this fraud that's being exposed right now? We did a video over 4 years ago warning the people of just exactly where we're at today. Matter of fact, if you want to get real prophetic, and maybe I can just have a little church here so you can understand how this works. 3 years ago, I was talking to my mom and my in-laws, and right in the middle of my conversation, the Lord intruded, and I said, there's going to be a major scandal that's going to expose the state of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, Walz, and the rest of them. And that was 3 years ago on a conversation. The Lord warned us exactly as to what's going on, and it is exactly verbatim to a T, exactly what he said was coming. And now we're in it. Again, this is why we have the prime opportunity to bring about justice that guards our liberties. For without it, friends, you do understand what Thomas Jefferson said. He said, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. He said it's its natural manure. Does anybody want it to go there? Well, the bad guys that you're tolerating right now are bringing it there. These are the ones that are responsible for murdering over 80 million babies. Just so you understand, it's already gone there. Okay, and for anybody to sit back in the face of that, you got to almost expect, common sense comes into play, that you have to expect that sooner or later they're going to go ahead and weaponize themselves against you as well. And it's exactly what they're doing. And it's exactly what they're being found out for right now in the United States of America, namely in Minnesota. And it's happening all across the country. Does anybody think that this is odd that Minnesota was the first and then all of a sudden we're finding out Maine's right in line? We're seeing Zohran Mamdani take over in none other than New York. And he's does anybody pay attention to his transition team, which are all Muslims and transgenders? And now do you see who he's allied to, friends? He's allied to the Zionists? There's no surprise here, friends, because again, friends, we need to understand the Muslims are used as a political battering ram to sweep away the political agenda of those that mean to create a world order. Now, I know people don't have that history, but you need to have it. And I'm going to bring it up in just a moment here, but I want to highlight something before we do that. I'm going to get over here and I'm going to play a video for you that you need to see concerning what is happening in the United States of America. Because, folks, I'll tell you what, it doesn't get any better as far as what is taking place than it is right now. And I'm talking about the opportunities that we have. Most people are like, oh, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? It's okay they stole our $9 billion. It's okay that they're funneling it through the Muslims that mean to conquer us here. No wonder why they're grandizing and accumulating finances to take office. It's all done through voter fraud. And by the way, Amar Fattah, he is an individual that was running for the mayor of the city of Minneapolis. He's already been busted for fraud. He's already been busted illegally financing his own voter rolls by committing the act of voter fraud. Okay, again, Americans, so I don't know what else you need me to do here. But I want to show you something here, and I want you to listen carefully because there's a man that's going around with another kid named Nick Shirley. And this is the power of the people right here. Nick Shirley, out of nowhere, this lone kid, probably 23 years old, went around the United States, started to knock on doors and ask questions concerning these Muslim fronts where they're talking about daycare, they're talking about, you know, health care, so on and so forth, where we know that the governments have been used to steal that money from the taxpayer and give it to them. There's no kids. There's no kids in these buildings, friends. As a matter of fact, I want to tell you what your silence is doing right now, Americans, is they're actually encouraging these Muslims in America that can't even speak English for the most part, that are defrauding you, where they're calling jihad if it's not Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib out of Michigan there. They're calling for jihad, but they're also going after the people that are bringing the exposés to the American people concerning the fraud that's being committed against you by these Somalians. They're threatening their lives. I'm not going to have any of that, folks. No. We're not going to have any of that. We're not made out of that stuff that runs, friends. Never take counsel from your fears. Never live your life where the enemies of righteousness are not afraid of you. No, 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 no. We're not moved by that at all. No, no, no. We're not going to be moved by that. You have those that are conquering, mean to conquer your country, threatening Americans that are exposing their crimes. Let's start off with
especially
this.
Especially Minneapolis. Explain to me what's going on with the daycares.
So one of the things that I've noticed is there's an exceptional number of child care centers that are set up mostly in Minneapolis, but also in St. Paul. And I said, wow, how many kids are there in the Twin Cities? Some of them are by my office, and I would watch, and I said, well, there aren't any kids there. And I'd go to another one, there aren't any kids there, and I'd see just some guys, some Somali guys outside smoking cigarettes. So I stopped at one of them.
Listen.
And I said, hey, I'm just wondering, I've got a grandson who's looking for childcare, and I wonder if this might be a good facility. And they said, no, we're all full. And they had the door open, and I looked, and there were no kids. There was like a couch and a table with a couple chairs. And I said, well, are the kids out back playing, or what kind of place is this? And the guy said, you go. And he almost pushed me out the door, and then he followed me down the street to my car. And that's when I said, wait a minute, there's something going on here. And that's got to be maybe 5 years ago. This fraud is so massive. When the dust settles on this, it's going to be found to be the largest fraud in the history of the country and probably the world. It's that big. The ones that I've gotten data on, they average about $2.5 million a year.
Okay, folks, just to get you to understand what's going on, Governor Walz, Ellison, and I'm just talking about what's going on in our backyards, because these guys have been all over the country. The voiceover that I'm playing for you right now, this piece that I'm playing for you right now. But what they found in Minnesota is that these Muslims, this is all orchestrated from the top to the bottom. Keep in mind, Ilhan Omar is the one that introduced the bill in the first place. I'll show you something on her in just a moment. As a matter of fact, maybe I'll just do it now. But what they're doing with Ilhan Omar, you do know that Ilhan Omar's husband, she has a $30 million firm, which is quietly scrubbing names from the website. Right in the face of the people, friends, on record, as squad members, Ocasio, Tlaib, the list goes on, they face mounting questions on sudden wealth amid Minnesota welfare fraud. Now, I want to say this too, because look at the headlines here. If this was me or you for even the smallest of tax evasion, and rightly so, and I'm talking about upright taxes. I'm not talking about taxation without representation, which defines tyranny. I'm talking about if we didn't pay our taxes, friends, do you know how, like a guy like me, they'd have me on the front page of the paper, just like they did when I gave the prayer back in 2011. They're scared to death of righteous people, friends, in Christ, that mean what they say more than anything else. Okay? But again, isn't it interesting how we're guilty until proven innocent, but these people, somehow or another, the semantics are always, you know what, we need to check out and see what's going on. How did they aggrandize this sudden wealth amid Minnesota welfare fraud? Well, what do you think? Americans, you already know the answer. The Lord is speaking loud and clear. You know exactly what's going on. Why do the people allow these people to set the narrative that just drives it away from justice and judgment upon their heads? And then it goes away, and then they do it again. And their crimes, what do? Well, the crimes keep getting bigger and more massive and more heinous. And the American people, what do? They sit back and they tolerate it. That's embarrassing. That is just embarrassing. It's a lack of Christianity. It's a lack of Christianity, friends. It really is. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Rays from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Your silence is destroying this country, friends. Rest assured, that's exactly what's going on. I was just highlighting the fact during the end of the last segment here that Ilhan Omar's hubby made $30 million. She just made $30 million out of nowhere. Remember, she has, for those that didn't listen to us last week, or you're a new listener, remember that Ilhan Omar does have no digital footprint. By the way, neither does Erica Kirk, for those that haven't been paying attention. That means she has no background, no history, no connection to who we are, outside of what they've told us. We also know that Ilhan Omar, again, for those that didn't catch on to this, she was not fleeing Somalia because of the governmental oppression, because it was her dad that was trying to oppress the people of Somalia. She was fleeing justice. Okay? Just want to make clear you all understand what you're submitting to here in your own backyard. Okay? I just showed this during the break, and what it is, it's a picture of Ilhan Omar and her little honeypot here. I guess he's too stupid to figure out that he might just be taken out conveniently when he's needed no longer. But Ilhan Omar's husband runs one of the largest VC firms, which went from zero to $60 billion in assets in about a year. They just started scrubbing their websites. Americans, I want to say this too, and I brought this up 50 times, and I know that you still don't understand, but I just want to reiterate the point real quick, if I might, that the censorship that's going on over in this ministry is to the extreme. You need to take these articles and you need to share these articles. You need to share these videos, these broadcasts, and you need to have people listen to what's going on, because nobody's showing you concerning what it is that we're up against. And the false prophets aren't telling you, folks. The church isn't telling you, if you want to call it that. The corrupt in the halls of government, the useful idiots in the mainstream media across the boards under the dictates of the CIA-controlled narrative, they're all in it together in one way or another. Inadvertently, I hope, in some cases, more than not. I wanted to highlight something here, and I'm going to get some more audio going over on the show here in just a moment. But I want you to remember that ISIS is kind of a modern-day global version of Hitler's SS, right? And I think, again, people also need to understand that the Muslims were used, I'm highlighting this on purpose, the Muslims were used as mercenaries, okay? They were pulled into certain countries as mercenaries for the very purpose of being used as a political battering ram to off their political opposition, in other words, those that dictate them. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about modern-day the Zionists, modern-day Israel, Rothschild's Israel. I'm telling you, that's who's pulling the strings here. That's who these people are working for and with. And the Muslims, because their IQs are so low, they don't even realize that they're being used, and they could care less if they got to throw their own people under the bus. Isn't that what it's about to these people anyways? I mean, look at from their civil war torn nations. What is it about over there? Yeah, it just gets that sick, doesn't it? It really does. And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. I was just highlighting the fact that the Muslims are used as mercenaries. They are. Just like the Sodomites are used as mercenaries in a form, just like that of the communists that are used as political battering rams as a form. Folks, they don't have any lawful standing. The only standing that they have is the one that you allow them to have. Because if you're not going to deal with them, they're going to deal with you. There is no in-betweenites, right? We all understand that. So anyways, I was looking for something here during the break, and it was about the Muslims and their connection with Adolf Hitler and how they were actually working together to kill off their own opposition in the homeland. The fatherland. And I'm talking about the 80 million people in Germany during that particular time that stood up against the likes of an Adolf Hitler. Well, guess what? The Muslims were used to basically wipe them out. Oh, there's plenty of videos out there. You can watch the videos, folks. This isn't a thing of the unknown. This is happening right in front of our face. So anyways, let me go to the next piece here. And I want you to see this one, because somehow or another, it's your representatives. I think this is where people are failing the test. Americans are failing the test in understanding that it was the federal government, and I've got video of this, it was the federal government alluring these illegals into America, along with governors and mayors of the state. I've said this 50 times. But you want to keep looking to the same people that created the problem to give you the answers. That's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. Now, that's not as far as they go, folks. You need to understand there's no breaks of these people. There's no holds barred. The sky is the limit when the people allow them to be the devils that they are. John 8:44. But what am I talking about? Now they've convinced the people, and they've been doing this, and I've got a video out there for the last 8 years showing the American people, it's the mayors creating what they call sanctuary cities. What's that? Oh, cities where the government can bring in illegals treasonously, and we'll just rename them because the American people are so stupid anyways. We'll just name them sanctuary cities, and then we'll just tell them, and we'll protect the illegals against the American people, but we'll just tell them they can come here because we renamed them now to be sanctuary cities. No, that's treason within itself. Oh, and I also wanted to highlight this because I don't think people understand this, but I was checking out the law here in 18 U.S. Code 2381. What is the consequence of treason? Death. But folks, as long as you think it's okay for your treasonous representative government that's operating outside of your delegated authority, operating outside of their scope of authority, playing the Judas on you, Luke 22:48, because they want to play semantics with you, which they're not really hiding that neither, and you want to just take them for face value, you can say goodbye to your country. And you can go ahead and just go to the store, the hardware store, and grab a bunch of chains and just put them on your kids and put a lock around their neck and hand them to their favorite politician because that's who's responsible for what's going on here. It's Christ that makes us free, friends. And it always includes the truth. It's never void of the truth. Okay, let's go over to Utah. Now they're complaining over there about the sanctuary cities that the representative government somehow, representing who? Foreign governments who are attacking Americans.
The big question we have, is Salt Lake City and is Utah a sanctuary state?
It is designated by ICE as a sanctuary state.
Not designated by ICE. Wait a second, isn't that same agency that Bradley's been warning us about that's being used by the federal government to sweep away the sovereignty of the states? What stands in the way? The 10th Amendment? But if you don't want to listen to me, okay. Okay. ICE is the one that designated certain portions of Utah as sanctuary cities. Remember, the Department of Homeland Security, friends, were found busing illegals into this country. What was the reason for the establishing and the creation of the Department of Homeland Security? Wasn't it because of the illegals? Yep. We didn't want to listen to what James Madison said when he said, if tyranny or oppression comes into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. We don't want to listen to that. No, we don't want to listen to, well, then you're going to listen to the judgments. Leviticus 26, starting in 14, 15, and 16. Read it when you get a moment.
I'm illegal, but I mean, I have papers, but yes.
I'm illegal, but I have papers, but yes, I'm illegal.
We are not a sanctuary state, and people who spread that are spreading falsehoods.
Do you feel like you're getting placed behind the people that are crossing in illegally?
Okay, this guy swears.
Absolutely.
Today we are in the state of Utah. It is reported that Salt Lake City is a sanctuary city. However, there are also other reports that are saying it is not a sanctuary city. However, we have met many migrants that are saying they are coming here to Utah. So, Brooker T. Jones, what's going on here in Salt Lake City?
In Salt Lake City, we're here right now because we have met people literally at the border and at the airport that say they are coming to Salt Lake City. We've also done a lot of research, and some articles say, yeah, Salt Lake's a sanctuary city. Others say, no, it is absolutely not a sanctuary city. But the other day I was flying on the airplane and about 3/4 of that airplane was full of migrants coming into Salt Lake. So we want to see, we need to really get down to the bottom of it as to if this is a sanctuary city.
See,
or
you have Americans that are so, the Americans, by the way, that have been put in office, have been installed, those that are in the media that will parrot what they're told to parrot. So wait a second. So can I go into Mexico? Is there sanctuary cities in Mexico for people from America to come into Mexico? Nope, you'll go to jail for 2 years. You'll be fined heavily. They'll deter the crime. They won't encourage the crime. What happens if I go into, let's say, Somalia, and I ask for a sanctuary city in Somalia? What's going to happen? You're going to be beheaded. They're going to dismember you. For what? They would call it treason. Folks, are we really that dull in our senses not to see this for what it is? And what's crazy about it is when you look at these said representatives that are talking about, you know, we may be a sanctuary city, they got a smile on their face. Are they not looking as to the fruit and the fallout of having these people here, the ones that are coming here from Europe because the people in Europe are not putting up with them anymore? and their crimes that have been committed against them? Is anybody paying attention to that? I just want to know. I really do. Folks, if you're looking to the media, and I'm talking about the mainstream media, and they're useful idiots to bring justice and judgment upon the heads of those that are guilty of these crimes, you are sadly, sadly mistaken, because they are a part of the cover. They're what are they doing? They're constantly throwing up smoke and mirrors. They're constantly distracting. They're constantly inundating the people with fraud and some sort of a scandal by another politician. And yet they're not ever accounted for. Folks, read Ecclesiastes 8:11 during the break. I'm going to come right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul."
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I'm glad everybody agrees with me. All right, so here, I want to read something to you really quick so you guys can understand a little history lesson here, that these Muslims are not here by chance. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. These phone lines have been put up for you people, not me. Most people did not know that Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood. It's exactly the alliance that you're seeing here in America today, which was founded in Egypt in 1928 by Hassan al-Banna. He was a 22-year-old Muslim who admired Adolf Hitler's hatred of the Jews and persistently wrote to Hitler to express his admiration for Hitler and his desire for collaboration with Hitler's Nazi party. When Hitler rose to power, his Nazis supported al-Banna, a school teacher, to grow the Muslim Brotherhood into its ally in the Middle East. Muslims now, by the way, if you have not been paying attention, are calling forth the destruction of America and the conquering of America. And they are saying, and they're calling forth the Muslim Brotherhood to now take their stand. Okay, that's what, again, your apathy is bringing, Americans. Okay, that's what it's bringing. It's inviting it in. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will eat you, said Ben Franklin. He's exactly right. I also wanted to tell you, what does Nazi Hitler and Hitler's Nazi regime and the Third Reich have to do with us today? Well, keep in mind the interlink with the Prescott Bush and George Bush Senior and Junior concerning the methods that they used to establish control. Because we've seen it on September 11th, 2001, just like we've seen with Adolf Hitler when he attacked his own Reichstag and then blamed it on his political opposition, just like you've seen here today. But remember, Prescott Bush, grandpa to George Bush during September 11th, he was the one that was indicted in 1942. Go online, cross-check me, prove me wrong. Tell me it's not so, please. He was indicted in 1942 for illegally financing Hitler's war. So what does that mean? Just so you can understand the operation here and how sick these people are, how dangerous these people are, and why these people must be brought to justice. Here, let me tell you why. 405,399 of your grandpas, your dads, your uncles, your cousins, your friends, your neighbors fought, bled, and died fighting against Adolf Hitler. Well, your government was supporting Adolf Hitler. Now, do you understand? Now, do you understand why our forefathers told us to suspect everybody that even comes near serving we the people? Oh, and why did Patrick Henry talk in such a fashion? I want to tell you why. Because he's seen the blood that was spilled to give us the freedoms that we have today. And understanding that freedom is not free, but freedom was given unto us so we would do what we ought to do rather than what we're not doing like their posterity today. I want you to just consider that. And again, I wouldn't invite anybody on any topic that we talk about here. Show us that we're wrong. Please tell us we're wrong. I would love to be wrong, but I don't see a foreign country, friends, murdering our own children. And by the way, I don't see any what they call a deep state that's doing that. No. It's your politicians that are doing that. Hey, folks, when the politicians get into office, how come they don't eradicate all those unconstitutional agencies? Why don't they shut the door on foreign powers that are dictating them today? That's why they're doing it, because they're not working for the people. You have foreign powers dictating what's going on here who are now trying to empower the Muslims to conquer who we are. You just heard what I said, right? This is history. This is factual information. During World War II, members of Muslim Brotherhood spied for Hitler's Nazis in the Middle East and fought for Hitler as Nazis troop into specially formed Muslim Waffen-SS Handschar divisions. That's a German, Handschar is German for scimitar, the curved saber used by Muslim troops of the Ottoman Empire. It's the same one that they're calling upon today. You guys all know who CARE is, right? Are you guys, is anybody paying attention to who CARE is, friends? They're being used as a front for guess who? The Muslim Brotherhood. That's all they do is change the name and the people go back to sleep and they act like it's not happening until it happens. And some will say, well, Bradley, that was Barack Hussein Obama. Why is he still out there attacking those that are sold to us as the good guys? Why is Hillary Clinton, for all of her crimes, why is she still out there attacking to those that have been sold to us as the good guys? Because there's no difference. It's a uniparty system. It's a uniparty system. Why is Keith Ellison not been brought to justice yet? Why is Tim Walz not been brought to justice yet? Why is Tim Walz and Ilhan Omar, why are they walking around as if they're not worried about a thing, Americans? Because they know that the American people will probably just let them off. That's why. That's exactly why. But folks, going back to the point that I'm making here, treason is being committed against the American people at every given step. And you can see, friends, that in Minnesota alone concerning these Somalians, isn't it interesting how Tim Walz is standing there defending the Somalians who committed the act of fraud? Why? Why the same thing with Keith Ellison? Why the same thing with Jacob Frey? Why the same thing? Why are they playing the victims, friends, as they just stole over $9 billion? Because they were the ones that oversaw it. And you know that's what happened. How come they're not worried about what happens when the American people say no more? I'll tell you what, that shakes up the whole system. See, because Americans, what you haven't realized is you're dealing with less than 1.7% of the population that's being used to commit the crimes against you that they are. And they're using the media to browbeat you into submission by demonizing anybody that dares stand up. I just played a couple videos for you, and it includes the same kid. And it's this journalist, Nick Shirley, who's going around exposing all of this fraud, exposing these Somalian fronts. And it's interesting that now what's going on, there's a guy out there named Brandon Tatum who just revealed that he helped arrange security protection for a journalist who just exposed, namely Nick Shirley, who just exposed all of this Somalian fraud being committed against us. Are you okay with that, Americans? That he has to have protection? He has to have security detail? Tatum said, because telling the truth in the street should be a death sentence, protecting voices like Nick matters if we want real journalism to survive. We have to keep truth tellers safe. How many times have I shared that with you? And now it's out there again. See, these are the independent journalists that are putting their necks out there for you, Americans. Their lives are being threatened to get you the information that you now have today. How are the American people responding to this? Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. I hope they do something to him. You know what? They'll probably just end up slapping his hand. You know what, Bradley? I think they're going to end up voting him back in again. I mean, you want to talk about a brainwashed individual and a lack of gratitude. That is exactly the kind of responses we get to see all day long. All day long. Look at this, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hey, thanks for all the phone calls, guys. Love ya. Yeah, I'm so glad y'all agree with me. All right, that is fantastic. That a way to encourage your brothers in other cities across the country. That's what we need, is your silence. Keith Ellison mocked over Scam Stopper video amid billions in fraud scandals. So what does Keith Ellison do? He goes out and makes a video. He's a scoundrel. I don't know anybody, and I've said it 100 times, anybody that can take this scoundrel seriously. He's such a clown, and this clown and this joke is upon Americans. What does he do? For those that didn't know, you know all of this that's being exposed right now? Did you know that that falls to Keith Ellison? He's the one that's supposed to be prosecuting Tim Walz and Ilhan Omar for all of this fraud? He's the one that's supposed to be doing it. No, he's not doing it. No, friends, we have kids 23 years old that have to stand up and fight for their future because the older generation could care less. Isn't that something? Just like I've said. But no, we have to have the guys like Nick Shirley out there doing his job, exposing what's going on and putting his life on the line. Because he's got a future to fight for. Well, people just sit back and say, oh, what a joke. Keith Ellison, man, he's just such a clown. He's so funny. You know what he's doing, friends? He's going out there now making commercials about talking about if you're going to come here and you're going to try to scam Minnesotans. Look at the timing. Folks, they're telling on themselves, every one of them. That's all you have to do is look at who they're attempting to defend. And look who's playing the victims. That's all you have to do. If you've learned anything, friends, over the last 20 years in this country, because mask is off, they play the victim. They don't have the shield. They have the sword.